Chapter 7 Problems. That evening, Daniel thought about Miranda's words and the children's reaction. "I like being funny and making people laugh," he thought. "But maybe I'm confusing the stage and real life. When the children are with Madame Doubtfire, they're not really with me. Natty showed me that. We're two different people to her. I must try to find a better solution." But Daniel didn't have time to think of a solution. The next day, Miranda came home early.
"Madame Doubtfire, I want to ask you a favour," she said. "I hope you can help me. My neighbour, Mrs. Hooper, is a member of an art group. The group meets every Tuesday morning at a different member's house."
Daniel knew all about Mrs. Hooper's Tuesday art group because of his work at the art college. The college sent nude models to the amateur art groups, and he was sometimes their model. Mrs. Hooper was uncomfortable about that, too.
"Next week, it's Mrs. Hooper's turn to invite the group, but her house is very small," continued Miranda. "She prefers to use my house, and I don't mind. There's nobody at home in the mornings, and she's a nice lady. Then, I discovered their model is sometimes my ex-husband, Daniel. Can you believe that? He often does stupid things like that, you know. Please, can you help me? Can you come to the house when the art group is here? You don't have to do much, just make them tea and coffee before they start to paint."
"Oh, no, I'm sorry, but I can't, my dear," Madame Doubtfire said immediately. "I've got another appointment." She was in a panic.
"Oh, please," Miranda repeated. "I trust you and I won't worry because you're in the house. You can't refuse. Please help me."
Madame Doubtfire looked at her watch.
"Oh, it's very late. I must go to the supermarket," she said as she ran out of the house. "We'll talk about this tomorrow."
"What am I going to do?" Madame Doubtfire thought later on the bus. "How can I be Madame Doubtfire and Daniel at the same time? It's impossible. It's a crazy situation." She worried about the problem all evening. Finally, she decided to go to bed.
"I'll find a solution tomorrow," she thought.
The next day was Friday, and it was Daniel's weekend with the children. Daniel woke up late and suddenly remembered his promise to the children. They were all going to a play on Saturday afternoon. After a quick breakfast, he ran to the theatre to buy the tickets. But there were more problems at the theatre. There weren't any good seats, and he couldn't buy four seats together.
"We've only got two behind a pillar on the left and another two behind a pillar on the right," said the lady. "Why didn't you buy tickets earlier?"
"I forgot," Daniel answered.
"Well, I haven't got another option. I'll take the four seats. I hope it'll be okay." But it wasn't okay. Natty was sad because they weren't sitting together. She couldn't see the stage because of the pillar. Finally, she sat on Daniel's knee and went to sleep. Daniel leaned far to the right to see the stage, and he was very uncomfortable with Natty on his knee. It wasn't a good play for children. It was about a married couple, and they were always fighting. But Lydia and Chris were very interested, and their eyes never left the stage. Daniel was glad that Natty was sleeping. "It was a mistake to bring the children here," he thought. "I always do stupid things." At the end of the play, Lydia and Chris came to their father's seat.
"That was magic," Chris said.
Magic was his favourite word.
"Yes," Lydia added, "and they were absolutely brilliant actors."
Daniel felt a little jealous.
"The actors were okay," he said to the children.
Acting is only a job, just like other jobs.